Welcome back, everyone. The post-game show, Coach John King has made his way up to the press box. And, Coach, congratulations. Another big win over a very tough foe tonight here at Red Ruston. Homecoming, getting to see Coach Ball. And, you know, good to see him. And just a good game by the Lobos.
Well, it was excellent. Had a lot of fireworks in it, but big thing, you know, our kids found a way to come out on top. It looked pretty the whole night. I thought defensively we didn't bend but didn't break sometimes, right. You know, and we found a way to get it figured out and get some stops and force some punts and turnovers on downs, you know. But I felt like had a couple of big stops in the football game, one right before the half. Was a big stop for us, and of course, when we snapped the ball to the quarterback's head, and they held him to a field goal. I thought those were two really big series for us defensively, you know. And you know, Ruston's a good football team. Coach Ball's got some excellent players, and they got an excellent scheme, and you know, they're hard to defend from their offensive standpoint, you know. And defensively, we found some things that were working for us, and took advantage of it from an offensive standpoint. And I thought we threw the ball well. We run it well most of the night. There were a couple of, you know, times we may have missed blocks at the point of attack. But, you know, it's like I say all the time, they coach too. They had guys in the right places. But it was a heck of a football game, you know. But I think Ruston's a good football team, and I think we are too. And fortunately, we've come out here with a win.
Yeah, you look at the stats, and I think we've had over 300 yards rushing, and then we threw the ball great tonight. I mean, Haynes was on mark tonight. I've got him 16 for 20, and he's in five touchdown passes. Of course, the Camden Perry with eight receptions and three scores, so they had a little difficult time guarding him tonight.
Well, we felt like we'd get Camden open on some things, and we did. And we had good protection, and Haynes made the right throw. Of course, Camden makes excellent catches and runs after the catch. So just able to execute, and you know, Coach Valerie saw some things, and you know, I thought he did a good job of getting the game plan together and calling the shots at the right time. Thought we, you know, like I said, we ran the ball pretty good. I thought, you know, Keelan, Jesse, Kate Meredith ran well. It was pretty good performance. And I thought our offensive line, for the most part, did a good job of creating some holes. We had some big run lanes.
That was my next question to you, was about how good I thought the offensive line played. It seemed like they're just improving each week, and tonight that, you know, they really did open some gaping holes and gave us you know, plenty of room to get all the yardage that we got. So I thought everybody that got in there did a good job.
Well, it was a test on both sides of the football for us in the trenches, you know, our offense and defensive line, because they're pretty good on the offensive line and do a great job of knocking people out of there. And I thought we did a good job of fitting it and holding a point most of the night. And, you know, there were some times we got out of a gap or lost leverage, but you know, on the other side of it, I thought we were able to control the line of scrimmage from our offensive line and able to throw the ball around a little bit, as well as run the ball when we needed to.
Let me tell you this too.
I was proud of our kickoff return team. They didn't gain an extra possession on us tonight, and they tried to onside kick us, guy kick us numerous times, but that's what they do. And we put some different guys in there, and they did a great job of executing the plan. You know, hats off Coach Huffstick, our special team coordinator, getting that accomplished, you know. And I thought that was big. I thought our kick coverage was good, you know, and our kicks across the goal line were blown dead, you know, touchback. So all that, you know, helped our football team.
Yeah, the special teams were exceptional tonight. I don't think we punted at all tonight. I don't think we had a punt in the whole game.
No, it was either in a score or a turnover. We had three of those, if I'm not mistaken. Three lost fumbles, which is one for a touchdown, and another one we gave them short grass, and then, you know, we had a drive going, we fumbled another one. So you can't do those things. Not against this football team. And we had chances really to drive the nail in the coffin, and they found a way to get back in it.
You know, John, I think one thing that's really changed in the last, I don't know, 7, 8, 9 years, used to you play teams, they have one or two guys that can make plays. Now, every week they've got four or five guys that can make plays, and it really puts a lot of stress on a high school defense because every play somebody can go all the way.
Well, you find yourself in a lot of one-on-one situations, you know, and you find yourself maybe, you know, giving up something, trying to keep, you know, something else happen. But, you know, the offensive skill people at Ruston are really good, you know. Quarterback and run, both running backs are really good. The tight end is a mismatch. Six is a big body, you know, so they do a great job of their scheme, and you know, and what they do from an offensive standpoint, they force you to line up certain ways, and they draw a bead on you, and then they, you know, they had our number a couple of times. They had some big gainers, you know, that they got out on, you know, but I felt like our defense did a good job of adjusting to it. I mean, there's a lot of things from the power run game to the, you know, zone read stuff they do, and you know, the dash stuff they do, trying to get on the perimeter. It's a lot to prepare for, and put your, you know, put your guys in a bad spot a lot of times. So I thought we held up pretty well. I mean, you look at whatever the stats say, but I know that we held them 28 points. You know, or 21. One of them was a fumble recovering the end zone. So hold these guys 21. I was relatively pleased with.
Well, I tell you, it's a any win is a big win, and now that we move on to district, and you know, a lot of confidence going in, and we're going to have a tough challenge next week playing Rockwall.
It ain't getting any easier, let me tell you. It's like I told y'all a few weeks ago, this next stretch of ball games is going to be real difficult on our football team. I mean, we got a Rockwall team, we got to travel there, and they've got a great offense, and they scored 73 points last night. You know, we got quarterback Jacob Clark, kid, excellent, and the Jackson Smith kid at receivers, just a one-man wrecking crew who's just tearing the stat book up with his performance so far this year. But they've got more than that, and Rodney Webb does an excellent job. We'll see a lot of, I'm sure, what gave us problems tonight from Ruston. They're going to do a repeat of it next Friday night. So we've got to be able to get that corrected and adjusted in that area, you know. And, you know, from an offensive standpoint, I mean, if it comes down to it, whether we got to play ball control or we got to try to match score for score, we got to be ready to do either one, you know, because there's times for each of them, you know. And your defense gets tired, you got to be able to grind some clock, you know. And if it's a track meet like tonight, you better get your scorebook out, you know, your plays at work. So we had to fire a few shots tonight, you know, and we were fortunate enough to hit on them and gave us the lead.
I'm betting there'll be a few points scored next week.
As long as we score one more, I don't care how many score. To be honest, we got to find a way to win a ball game, and that's big. And I talked to him after tonight's game, and you know, non-district's over. You know, the dress rehearsals are over now. It's for real. I mean, if there's any hope of you know, being a playoff contender or district champion, it starts next week with game one. Everybody's record's wiped clean. So, big game for us next week. Got to travel to Rockwall.
Last but not least, you know, field position anytime in any game is a key. And for the most part tonight, kickoff, punch, whatever, we were able to get good field position to start our drives. Mm-hmm. And that's a plus.
I would say all but the last drive, and we drove that out for
last
two. So
yep.
I was glad to see that one. But other than that, we had pretty good field position most of the night, and you know, we did a good job of getting points and moving the football. Just we've got to cut those turnovers out. I mean, that's inexcusable. So we'll be working on some ball security drills and some shotgun snaps for sure. But you know, that's things you got. I mean, that's why you play the game. I mean, that's you know, nobody's perfect. And, you know, you take away a couple of those bad plays and you may be up here, you know, singing a different tune, you know, of how you felt about everything. But all in all, I thought it was a great effort out of the kids. They answered the challenge that they were given. And it was nice to come over here and see some old friends. And, I mean, from high school coaches to family members to former players to the guys we coached with, I mean, they were all here, you know, and got a chance to see Coach Collins, of course. And, you know, just nice to see those guys and visit with Jared before the game. That was an awkward deal because I never have gone up against another guy that was a head coach for another team that we had coached with. And I'm as close to Jared as I am, you know, a lot of people. And think the world of him. And he's a good football coach, and he's doing things the right way here. And
sure
he'll have them rolling for years to come. So it was an awkward deal, but, you know, I'm proud of the Lobos and getting on the bus with them, heading back to Longview. Where my home's at.
Yeah.
That's where my home's at.
I hear you.
I've been born in Louisiana, but my home's in Longview.
I tell you, coming through Shreveport, we didn't know for sure if we were even going to be playing tonight.
Yeah.
But thank goodness the weather held up, and it was a big win.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
You bet.
I appreciate it. And
thank you.
We look forward to next week.
Okay. Y'all be careful.
Thank you. All right, Matt.